So we're doing 10 of Eliyahu. We're up to the second chapter, the 13th paragraph, Perek Beit, Ot Yud Gimel.
Davar Acher, an alternate understanding in the verse, Lamnatzeach to the conductor Mizmor le David, a song composed by David, Hashemayim Mesaparim Kevod El, the heavens recount the glory, the honor of God. V'alohim Kvoim in Kumam Ve'en Zazin Nisham. The heavens, they're set in their place. How are they going to sing? We know that the Medrash says that when the sun moves in the sky, it says Shira. So we see celestial beings, when they travel, they sing song. But the heavens, they're just standing there. So what kind of song do they sing? Ela, but rather, Afal pi she'akol shelo v'akol ma'aseh yadav. Even though everything is really God's and everything was fashioned by Him, en simchato b'kol, ela im zarosh l'Avram bilvad. God's happiness is with no other creation other than the seed of Avram. Shenemar, as the verse continues and says, the next verse says, Yom li yom yabia omer. Day to day implores of us to say, Mati vancha shnemim alalu. What does it mean, day to day? What are these 2 days that implore of us to speak forth the glory of God? Elaze yomo shel Moshe, shebiso yomo shel Yoshua. But rather, this is the day of Moshe, where Moshe foretold of the day of Yoshua. Shenemar, as the verse says, Hayom hazeh achilt et pachtecha v'yiratcha al pnei amim tachat kol ha-shamayim, asho yishmun shimacha v'ragzuv chalu mipanecha. That God tells Moshe, today I will begin to place your fear over the nations. When they hear your name, they'll all be scared of you. That's the day when Moshe went and took down Og, the king of Bashan. The Shema Tomar and Sichon, right? So he went to war, and God told him, don't be scared, even though they're amazing warriors. Og, we know, was a giant. He lifted a mountain the size of all of Israel, and he was going to drop it on us. And Moshe overtook him. And God foretold Moshe, today, everyone's going to be scared of you. Meaning, it's been 40 years, and you've had miracles, that's one thing. But now, you're going to defeat Sichon and Og, these two great kings that all of the kings of Israel used to pay them taxes to ask them to protect them from the Jewish people, and when you take them down, everyone will be scared of you. And maybe you'll say, being that God killed Sichon and Og, these tremendous kings, that's fine that Moshe destroyed them, but who told everyone else? How does everyone in the world know it? But how did the world know that Moshe was defeating Sichon and Og? Because on that day, God made the sun stand still for Moshe, and we know that God also made the sun stand still for Yoshua. That's the Yom Le-Yom, day to day, implores of us to say God's praise. That's the days where the day was put to a halt, where man overtook the day, so to speak. Where in honor of Moshe and in honor of Yoshua, the sun stood still. Where do we encounter that the sun stood still for Moshe when he went to war? We find that when Moshe, another time that the sun stood still on behalf of Moshe was when he went to war against Amalek. Shneimar, the verse says, V'day Moshe kevedim. Moshe's hands were heavy. V'ikhu evin v'yisimu tachtav. They took a stone, they put it under his hands. V'yishev aleh, and he sat on the stone. V'aron v'chur tamchu v'yadav. And Aaron and Chur, they supported his hands. And so long as his hands were up, the Jews were winning the war. V'hi yadav v'munad bo ha-shamesh. And his hands were faithfully up till the sun set. V'chiyad ota sha'a lo ba ha-shamesh. What does the verse mean? His hands were faithful till the sun set. The sun never set until that time. Shekatavat bo ha-shamesh, until the sun came. What does that mean? Elazo chamash amdalo le-Moshe. What the verse is indicating when it says till the sun came is that the sun didn't come till Moshe gave it permission to come. Ve'chan matzim shebiser Moshe yomoshe Yoshua. Where do we find that Moshe foretold of the day when the sun would stand still on behalf of Yoshua? Shneimar, the verse says, Ve'yomer Hashem en Moshe. After the war with Amalek, God says to Moshe, K'tov zot zikron basefer. Write this as a commemoration in the book. The same was ne Yoshua, and make sure Yoshua hears it well. So why does Yoshua have to hear it well? Emolo, make sure to tell Yoshua, as you are recounting the fact that God made the sun stand still in the war against Amalek, make sure to bless Yoshua. Yiratzon shtamod lecha chama, may it be the will of Hashem that the sun stands still for you, kederch shamdali, the same way it stood for me. So that's when Yoshua was foretold that he would have the sun stand still on his behalf. Where do we really find that the sun stood still on behalf of Yoshua? At the time that he did war with the Amori kings in the Givon Valley, as the verse says over there, Az yedabel Yoshua l'Hashem. Then Yoshua sang the following song before Hashem. V'yom tet Hashem temuri lifnei bnei Yisrael. When God gave the Amori before the Jewish people, V'yom aleinei Yisrael. And then Joshua said before the Jewish people in his song, Shemesh begivon dom. The sun in the Givon Valley be silent. And we know that the sun only moves forward in the sky as it is singing. So when Yoshua tells the sun, you be silent, for I am going to sing the glories of Hashem, so then that means the sun also has to stop moving. V'erech be'emek Ayalon, and you, the moon, in the valley of Ayalon, you also stand. V'edom Hashemesh, and the sun was silent, it stood its place. V'erech Hamad, and the moon also stood. Ad yikom goy oivav, till the nation of Israel took revenge from its enemies. Behold, it is written on the book of the straight ones, the book of the forefathers who were honest people, the book of Bereishis. Vayamod Hashem shebachatzi hashamayim, and the sun stood halfway through the sky, v'lo'atz lavo k'yom tamim, and it didn't dare come forward to like a complete day. It was a Friday, we were fighting the war against the kings of Israel, and Yeshua called out to the sun and said, you stand still, don't set, we don't want Shabbos to set when we're in the middle of our war. Wait for us in the sky so we could finish our war. And we have on tradition that the sun stood still. So when David HaMelech says the heavens recount the glory of Hashem, it doesn't literally mean the heavens, but rather it means that the days that showed that they are under the control of the great leaders of Israel, under the control of Moshe twice, and once under the control over Yoshua, they recount the glory of Hashem, that even though everything Hashem created is His, but at the end of the day, his happiness is with the seed of Avram, and therefore the whole world becomes subservient to them, even the forces of nature like the sun moving forward in the sky.